This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Among all the great preachers who ever lived, the faithful prophets of the Old Testament were some of the most dynamic, uncompromising, and courageous men who ever lived. I am not just speaking of the writing prophets like Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Amos, but also of the non-writing prophets like Elijah, Elisha, and Micaiah. All of these men supernaturally received God's Word and preached it with great conviction. Abraham Joshua Heschel's books, The Prophets, says concerning the prophets of the Old Testament, "To us, injustice is injurious to the welfare of the people. To the prophets, it is a death blow to existence. To us, an episode. To them, a catastrophe, a threat to the world. They speak and act as if the sky were about to collapse because Israel had become unfaithful to God." Volume 1, page 4. The prophet hates the approximate. He shuns the middle of the road. He is an unbearable extremist. Volume 1, page 16. The late Dr. Edward Young, professor of Old Testament at Westminster Theological Seminary of Philadelphia, wrote an outstanding book with the title, My Servants, the Prophets. The title for Dr. Young's book comes from the book of Jeremiah. "Since the day that your fathers came forth out of the land of Egypt until this day, I have sent unto you all my servants, the prophets, daily rising up early and sending them. Yet they listen not unto me, nor incline their ear, but harden their neck. They did worse than their fathers." Jeremiah 7:25. Later in this book, the prophet Jeremiah returned to the theme I have just read to you from Jeremiah 7:25. "And the Lord has sent unto you all his servants the prophets, rising early and sending them. But you have not listened, nor inclined your ear to hear." Jeremiah 25:4. And why did God send his prophets unto the children of Israel? The book of Jeremiah provides some insight into God's purposes for sending the prophets to Israel and to other people. When God called Jeremiah, he said to him, "Behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have appointed you this day over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down and to build and to plant." Jeremiah 1:9-10. As you can understand from God's instructions to Jeremiah, the prophet had a twofold responsibility: to remove the evil that was destroying God's people and to strengthen them for their service to God and to each other. When God called the prophets for that great work, he equipped them for their tasks. The prophets often risked their lives in order to deliver God's message to the people of Israel and to others. Although the people of Nineveh responded favorably to Jonah's message, you can imagine the fear that must have gripped this prophet as he approached the pagan city of Nineveh. Prophets like Elijah and Micaiah were in grave danger from King Ahab and his infamous wife Jezebel. Jezebel would have killed anyone who interfered with her wicked plans. The prophet Elijah knew that and hid from her wicked schemes. But Elijah was not the only prophet who was threatened with death, and that includes threatening from God's own people, the Israelites. Jeremiah preached by God's direction for many years, but the Israelites paid no attention to him. They either did not believe his message or thought they could somehow avoid the dire consequences he predicted. If they had listened to the great prophets, they could have avoided the hardships they had to endure, both in their own country and in Babylon. The preaching of the prophets of God ought to serve to motivate all of us to obey the word of the Lord. I am aware that we do not live under the Old Covenant, but many of the examples that are used in the Old Testament would profit us greatly if we paid attention to them. These things, as Paul said, were written for our admonition. My friends, we thank you for listening to our program.